Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you are all having an absolutely wonderful Merry Christmas Eve today. It's a wonderful day down here at Health Masters, and we are open as well. If you guys need anything, feel free to call us as we're getting a lot of orders out and about for today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Also, I'm absolutely blessed. I mean, this is the day the Lord hath made. It's a little overcast, a little cloudy down here for your daily news weather broadcast from the Ted Austin Brower Show. And you know what's funny about all of this? You know, I've been watching the news, and I've been watching this massive deterioration of what's happened to Drudge. And, you know, and all the junk that they're putting up and all of the crazy nonsense they're putting up and all the anti-nationalism, anti-white, pro-gay, pro-homo, pro-trans stuff that Drudge, who, of course, is gay himself, basically is putting up. And I don't think he even owns it anymore. But I've watched him go from absolutely nothing with the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky affair to become one of the largest news aggregators in the world. And now suddenly it's like completely and totally changed. Now, here's the thing, guys. You know, I've praised Trump on a lot of stuff that he's done. I've talked about it repeatedly. Now, the stuff that he's done that's wrong, I hammer him for it. That's what we're supposed to do in the mainstream media. We're supposed to do what we're supposed to do to try to guide these people who are not, well, I'm not mainstream, would be alt media. This is what we're supposed to do because mainstream media is completely and totally taken over with the CIA. But what we need to do is continue to direct and to guide the country through the alt media. And this is what they're scared that we're going to do. But now, here's the problem. They're going in now, and they're going ahead. You know, the Christianity Today came out, and they did a big story about Trump needs to be impeached and taken from office, and then they retracted it. Now they've come back and doubled down. They said, no, we basically meant what we said. He needs to be taken out of office. Now, why are they doing this? Why is this being allowed? Why is this happening right now? Why is it being used like this? Okay, I'm going to tell you why right now. It's to divide Christianity. This is what it's for. Is to take the saints and split them up into special interest groups and factions. And, you know, and here's the thing. I don't believe that Trump should be impeached. I've told you that. Okay, and I'm glad that Hillary Clinton's not president. But I'm not happy that Trump is being controlled through Rothschild, Inc. And he needs to step away from that. And we need to pray that he gets led by the Holy Spirit and steps away. But Beth Moore, and I've never cared for Beth Moore. I got to say that right to start with. She is huge in the Southern Baptist. Now, the Southern Baptist, and I go to a Southern Baptist church, they're basically messed up. They were, a lot of them were members of the KKK. A lot of them were members of white supremacy groups. A lot of the pastors in the Southern Baptist churches are members of the Masonic lodges. Yeah, that should be enough right there. And so and they don't believe in healing. They don't believe in prosperity. There's all kinds of stuff these guys just don't believe in. But because it's expedient for me to go to a Baptist church, which is local here, which is like literally a 30-second drive from my house, I do that. Now, do I go on a regular basis now that the kids are up and gone and about and going to church on their own? Not necessarily, but I always try to watch a service on my iPad, but most of the time that's not from a Baptist church. So I got to say all of this, but female Southern Baptist minister Beth Moore is now urging faith leaders to repent for the sins of white nationalism and white supremacy. Now, she must be slurping down the social justice Kool-Aid, and I'm so aggravated with her. I mean, she got almost, if she wasn't so big, I wouldn't do this, but she has like a million people on her Twitter account, which, by the way, Austin and I are going to start doing Twitter. We have got to find a way to stay in touch with you guys throughout the day. And I'm going to read this article. It says, Beth Moore, the evangelical Christian minister who founded Living Proof Ministries, this popular among Southern Baptists, wrote on a post on Twitter yesterday urging fellow Christian ministers to repent from the sins of racism, white supremacy, sexism, nationalism, and other leftist tropes. I guess sexism would be, wow, that girl's pretty. Yeah, did I just say that? I did, didn't I? Okay, so we can't say that girl's pretty, or that lady's pretty, or because that's sexist. Or how about this? How about my wife is pretty? Can't say that either. Or how about I have a pretty daughter? Oops, that's sexist too. And other leftist tropes. And then she goes on to say, and this kind of is the best, most appealing thing, the most revealing thing that she said. Now, listen to what she said. Beth Moore, this is her tweet from December 19th. In early November 1992, I stood in front of the TV watching the last of the election results, tears pouring down my face. Our country had just elected Bill Clinton president. He was magnetic, brilliant, smooth, and utterly immoral. I was a registered Democrat at that time. Now, you listen to what she's saying here. That whole platform is pro-abortion, pro-gay, pro-everything. She's a registered Democrat at the time, and she was crying in joy because Bill Clinton won back in the early 90s. This is where she was 30 years ago. Then she says, in early 2000, in November 2016, I stood in front of a screen, bereft of hope, either way, that our country was about to elect a president who was honorable. For days to come, I muttered aloud, almost days-like, our country just elected Donald Trump president. I was a registered Republican. So, you know, what's crazy about this woman is that she is running hot and cold. You know, here's the deal. So is she a Democrat? I mean, the only thing she didn't really slam on here was the fact that she's pro-abortion. Is that what she is? Is that what she's saying, being a Democrat? Was she pro-choice? Now, I'm asking that question. I'm not saying that she is. So what's going on? She goes, the conscience of both political parties in our nation have been seared. We faith leaders are in a crisis of crumbling moral courage. I agree with that. My great concern is the faith, is the church at this point in time, not the White House. The church is meant to be a prophetic voice, not a puppet or a puppeteer. She goes, faith leaders, let's do our jobs. Let's not sell our souls. Let's repent of our own sins. Sins of nationalism? Beth, what are you, doggone wow. Frankfurt School? What is wrong with you? Sins of nationalism? Okay, she's right about racism. Sexism? Okay, well, okay, where does that go? Transgenderism is okay? Hatred? White supremacy? Are you joking me? Our lying, cheating, our bribing, our abuse, our power, our bloodthirst, our greed? Church, if we do not repent, who will? Beth, you need to get a newsflash here. The United States is being run by an international banking cartel. They are saboteurs, Kabbalists. They are Luciferians. They basically worship the devil. Okay? We are not going to ever find a spiritual solution to a political problem. I'm sorry. We will not find a political solution to a spiritual problem. I had that exactly backwards. We're not going to have that ability. So why are you nailing national, you know, white privilege? Why are you saying stuff like this? Why are you talking about nationalism? Do you want the United States to be ashamed of being America, the USA? You're sounding like a closet Democrat, Beth. Yeah, you are. You're sounding like you're not only a closet a closet Democrat, but you're pro-abortion and pro-everything else. So what in the world are your values? Where are you going with this? Why do you think this is okay? And guys, this is being used with Christianity Today, with Beth Moore, and with all these other groups to divide and conquer Christianity. That's what this is about, breaking us up into sub-factions to splinter us, to not allow us to have unification. Because they know, listen to me, they know that the only hope we have in the United States to restore our country is Christianity. When I was a child, you could walk to school a mile if you were 5 years old, boy or girl, and not have to worry about being abducted. You'd have to lock your doors at night. It was that safe down here in the South because of Christianity. It's not like that anymore. And they know that we as Christians, when we pray, we unleash an incredibly powerful scalar wave that literally changes the fabric of reality. Yeah, that's what prayer is. And so what they understand is this, because of the blood of Christ, we have the authority. That's why they have an atavistic hatred of Jesus. That's why Hollywood has done what it's done. That's why I walked out of the movie Jumanji 2 the other day because of the filthy language. I'm not going to promote that. That's why I won't go see the Star Wars movie because of the lesbian stuff in there. I'm not going to see all that stuff. I'm going to vote with my dollars. And I'm going to vote with my voice. And I'm going to vote on my Twitter feed here pretty quick. I'm going to vote with everything. I'm going to let people know where Ted and Austin Brower stand as far as with this show. And we believe in the power of nationalism, of the United States being great again. And I believe the people in the United States believe that too, Austin, because Donald Trump won on Make America Great Again and basically won on nationalistic principles that he has since abandoned, since he now talks about white privilege and he now talks about enhanced gun controls and he now talks about all of this crazy stuff because he's super pro-gender, pro-gay, pro-homo, pro-homo marriage, all marriage, all that stuff. And when it comes to that, I stand diametrically opposed to Donald Trump as far as those things that he says that he agrees with and he believes in. Because remember, he too used to be a registered Democrat.
What do you think, Austin?
Well, one thing about that Twitter feed, and I just pulled it up, that was very quite troubling to me, is exactly what you just mentioned at the beginning, is what she tried to do is, if you look at this from a psychological standpoint, this is really clear if you actually read this, she obviously has a lot of Christian followers, obviously. She's a Baptist preacher, so that's not debatable. She has a lot of Christian followers. And so what she did was, with that Twitter feed where she says, sins of nationalism, racism, sexism, hatred, white supremacy, murder, lying, cheating, bribing. If you notice what she's doing here, she's using essentially the main egregious sins in the Ten Commandments, at least some of them. Hatred, white supremacy, which is also hatred. You're not loving your brothers yourself. Racism, same thing. Murder, lying, cheating, bribery, you know, basically. And then what she does at the very beginning, she throws in nationalism. Completely unrelated to those other topics. I mean, you're now coupling nationalism in the same category as murder, lying, cheating, and racism. Are you joking me right now, Beth? Really? This is really the statement that you're trying to put out to the Christian audience? That if you promote nationalism, if you're proud to be an American, proud to be an American, I'm proud of a constitutional republic, I'm all of a sudden now in the same category as a racist, murder, lying, cheating, bribing, horrible heathen? That's what she's implying here, guys. This is done in most cases from a psychop standpoint when people put Twitter out like this. And I'm not saying she knew exactly what she was doing because I don't know. I don't know anything about her realistically in her background. But in most cases, in my opinion, when people put out statements like this via whether it be Twitter, Facebook, regardless, they're doing it from a psychological standpoint. They're doing it to brainwash the individuals that are reading the Twitter feed so they now couple together nationalism in the same category as racism, murders, lying, cheating, bribing, heathens. So now, when an individual who's had a psychological operation done on them and they've believed this, which is what I think in some cases these are done for, they now, when they hear the term nationalism, and they've read a Twitter feed from this individual who they hold in high esteem, they have a lot of respect for, they now automatically associate nationalism with murder, lying, cheating, racism. I just want to be clear on that so you understand what, in most cases, these comments are being made for like this. The entire banking elite that's trying to get the country into a new world order knows the only way to get a new world order in a global government, essentially, is to bring the United States to its knees. The only way to bring the United States to its knees is to remove the entire context of nationalism from our vocabulary. If we continue to go down this path of self-hatred because we're white or black or Hispanic, Christian Americans that are pro-national pride, and we continue to go down this line like she's doing now, pretty soon it'll be illegal to talk about national pride. I know it sounds really, really crazy in the United States, but trust me, that's where it's going. That's why in some places in Europe, you can't even say anything about national pride in most cases without being labeled a full-blown racist white supremacist. You have to basically beg for forgiveness now in some of these college universities here in the United States if you even make comments about pro-nationalism. They call you a neo-Nazi racist white supremacist. They do it all the time now. My brother goes to Tallahassee. You got to walk on pins and needles when you come up with comments now if you're talking about any of this stuff, because they'll immediately brandish you this racist neo-Nazi if you simply talk about pro-nationalism. And I'm proud to be an American, and I put America first because this is America. If I was in Europe, I would want to put Europe first. If I was a Russian in Russia, I would want to put Russia first. Why in the world, if I'm an American, do I want to put China first? Why possibly would you want to do that? This is what they're trying to do, is break down the context of the United States, the aspect of pro-nationalism, the aspect of the Constitution, because once they break down nationalism, they can break down the constitutional republic, which they're already trying to do right now with this impeachment thing. Best believe that's also, and I've told this, Dad said this numerous times as well, this is what they're trying to do, is they're wanting to undermine a constitutional republic. They've been talking about impeachment since Donald Trump got elected. They never, ever, ever wanted to like or deal with the concept of nationalism. And that's one reason why they're doing everything they can. Even though he's got a lot of ties to the banking cartel, they hate him because of what he did on his original platform of Make America Great Again. They hated it. They absolutely hated it because it unified the national American patriots in this country together, and you saw what happened in that election. They want to bring about complete and total anarchy in the country. They want to have so many factions so split up that there is no unity whatsoever among any groups anywhere in the United States. Everybody just hates everybody for no reason at all. Nobody knows why they hate everybody, but everybody just hates everybody. That's what they're going for. That's the goal with this, because if they can bring the United States to its knees and everybody hates everybody and it goes to a full-blown anarchy-based civil war and everybody's just fighting each other because we've been told to fight each other because the mainstream media told us to and everybody's been brainwashed, it gives them the perfect example to come in, restore law and order with the UN. I told you guys yesterday, the Democratic governor of Virginia is never going to bring in the National Guard and start going house to house and seizing firearms in that country as a starting point. He will never do that. Not only is that full-blown political suicide, that's a PR nightmare. Nightmare among proportions we've never even seen. Now, will it get to that? I don't know. I hope not. Could it get to that? Possibly. But they're never going to start with that. They're going to be much, much more subtle than that. That's why I'm so proud of those guys up there for getting all these sanctuary cities together. That's one of the biggest things we can do right now all across the country. If we start demanding that we're a sanctuary city of Second Amendment rights, that starts in law, in pretext, with the city commissioners, with the sheriff, with the mayor, all these things. It puts us right up front and says, okay, now you're going in and violating rights that we've already determined and voted on, and our commissioners are said they'll uphold, and our sheriffs will uphold, and we said we'll uphold. So now you're trying to come against what we've said we want to do, aligning ourselves with the Constitution, meaning you are directly infringing on the Constitution of the United States. And if you do that, and you sign a law that directly violates the Constitution of the United States, it is a void law. It's nullified before it even goes in because it is not real. It violates something that it can't violate. Very, very important. I'm trying to do it again down here in Polk County and keep it going with the Second Amendment sanctuary status. We cannot allow ourselves to start becoming like other countries because we have to be, you know, this political correct garbage. Remember I told you guys before that the schools in the United States, if we don't make a stand and start demanding that our children are actually taught what they're supposed to be taught and not brainwashed in these communism indoctrination camps in some parts of the country, we're going to lose our younger generation. Point in case, Sweden schools now are now forcing children in their schools to lay on Muslim rugs and face Mecca and recite Arabic prayers in Arabic in school right now. And a bunch of teachers got wind of it because their kids come home. Their Sweden children that were Christian children said, Mom and Dad, we don't know what to do. The teacher basically told us we had to lay down on this mat and face Mecca and recite Arabic prayers in our Swedish school. And the teacher and the parents came uncorked. They called up basically the principal and everybody they have in line over there. And you know what they said over there? Oh, it's okay. It was part of the role play curriculum we were doing in that class. We weren't trying to do anything with them. It was just role play. Really? Really? Because when's the last time I heard anybody be forced to recite the Ten Commandments in a school system? Haven't heard that in a long time. This is what they're doing, and if we can, and this is the problem. Sweden's like 10 to 15 years away from us. They will not, these globalists, these bankers, will not stop at anything. As long as we continue to submit and give them our consent to indoctrinate our children, they're going to keep doing it, guys. It's so funny when I talk to people who are like, well, you know, the school system's not that bad. They have a few things that are decent in it. And then I turn around every time and I hear about this Common Core crap and then promoting stuff in certain states, as we've seen up in Minnesota, that have promoted Muslim agenda. Here's the thing. If there can be no faith talk in school, there can be no faith talk in school. I diametrically oppose removing Christ and Jesus out of the school system. Absolutely 100%. But if you remove him out of the school, all of it comes out of the school. We cannot sit back and say, well, you know what, it's just part of a role-play curriculum. We know we can't talk about Christ or Ten Commandments, but, you know, it's just role-playing that they lay down on a prayer mat and face Mecca and recite Arabic prayers in Arabic. Are you joking me right now? And they're supposed to be okay with that? Why? Because they've slowly consented to the New World Order in Sweden, and they've slowly allowed unbridled immigration. They've slowly allowed their rights to be violated by allowing themselves to be disarmed, by the way. That was back, if I'm not mistaken, in the early 90s in Sweden. They started having more and more stringent gun laws come into place, and now you literally can't even own a firearm in Sweden. And if you do, it's like a Bobo revolver over and under, and you got to have multiple permits, have it locked up, renew permits every year, apply for new permits every year, prove why you need that firearm every year, and God forbid you want to carry it. That's completely illegal. That's Sweden. So understand, when I always bring up these contexts in the Second Amendment, everything bases off that, because when you have two individuals and both of them are armed and they're both facing each other, if they want to get in a gunfight in a duel, they can get in a gunfight in a duel, but they both understand that there's a high probability both of them are going to get shot. That's what you have with the Second Amendment. You have two factions that have a mutual respect for one another, one being civilians, the other being the government, in the context of, if you want to go down this line, it's mutual assured self-destruction. It's going to be absolutely negative for everybody involved if you want to do that. So I would prefer we don't go that route, including, I'm meaning that meaning seriously, I hope we don't go that route. When you allow the government to come in and fully disarm you, you no longer have that mutual respect anymore. Even if it's only a small amount of respect, that respect's gone. They know at that time you are now basically a little whiny schoolboy brat. You essentially aren't going to defend yourself. You can't defend yourself. And anybody that tries to defend themselves, they make a textbook example out of you in front of everybody, including sending you to prison for decades to make sure nobody else tries to go against the grain and defend themselves. That's what's happened to poor Sweden now. And it was a beautiful country, amazing country. But when I saw this article today, it got me so mad of what they're trying to do. And then the principal said, oh, it's just the curriculum for role play in that class. It's just role play. What are we going to do next? We're going to put them on a stone, and do mock sacrifices to Baal and Moloch in the classroom? Oh, that's just satanic sacrifice role play. It's just role play. We don't mean anything by it. Really? This is what we're doing? And this, I promise you guys, if we don't make a stand in the school systems and pitch a big enough fit or pull the children out and have our own private homeschool curriculums, our own private Christian schools, and make a stand, they're going to do the exact same thing here in the United States. If we let them, we're just 10 to 15 years out from that. Sweden's just ahead of the curve and being submissive to the New World Order, Dad. And that's my opinion on it.
Well, no, Sweden's the beta test, Austin. It's the template. Remember, the communists have run Sweden for a long, long time. It's been a socialist country. And now we've got the super, super left-wing communist females that are pretty much running the country. And I'm not saying the guys can't be just as bad, because they can, but these just happen to be women. And they're basically passing all of these politically correct agendas in which you can't say anything or do anything or you're in trouble. But they won't turn around and look at what's going on in their own country. And the problem is the people that are from Sweden are just as blind as the people are that are from Germany. I mean, I told you guys, I met two guys, they were traveling around the country from Sweden a couple of years ago at an FSU game. Well, it was the morning after the FSU game. We were staying at the Sheraton there in Tallahassee. And they were having breakfast, and I heard the accents. They were speaking Swedish, and I asked them where they were from. We started talking to them, and I started asking them about the problems in Sweden. There are no problems in Sweden. Well, what about the immigration problem? We have an immigration problem. What about some of your cities in the no-go zones? We don't have any of that. What about the raping of your women and your daughters? We don't have any of that. And they're like the Germans, completely and totally clueless, because they've been trained that it's politically incorrect to talk like this. And so this is the problem with Beth Moore. It's not that she hasn't put out any good material over the years, though I've never really liked her. It's the fact that she now coming out and doing all this stuff. Well, Beth Moore needs to repent for the sins of lying, slander, pride, and bearing false witness is what she needs to repent for. And the sad part about it is that she doesn't see that she can basically, she needs to take care of her own household. Let me ask you another question, guys. Where's Beth Moore getting her funding? I don't know. I really don't know. I know that George Soros has gone into a lot of these ministries now and have given them large amounts of money through his different committees and different programs and different, you know, whatever you want to call them, nonprofits, and he's put out hundreds of millions of dollars into a lot of these Christian organizations in order to have them push his agenda. I'm not saying that Beth Moore's done this, but, you know, a lot of Christian churches have done that. They get their facilities paid for if they push this agenda. See, and this is the problem we stopped preaching. And I've talked about this. I talk about this all the time, is that we have stopped preaching true Christianity. We're teaching a compromised Christianity in the churches. And because of that, you know, we're getting compromised Christians. You know, they think they can live however they want to live, do have whatever they want to do, and basically be okay. And it's not okay. Now, I want to cover a couple of statistics with you because we talked about kids yesterday and kids' health yesterday. And I wanted to detail on this. And here's the thing. Let me give you some statistics on this. You know, the decline that we're currently having in children's health is completely unacceptable. We talked about this yesterday. You know, but a lot of people are now starting to link their children's health due to environmental toxins, including foods and vaccines. Now, here are the facts. Now, guys, listen to these statistical facts about kids right now. One in every two American children, 50% of kids, are chronically ill. They've got chronic colds, ear infections, lung infections, asthma. 50% of the kids are chronically ill. Now, think about that for a second. That's pretty horrible. One in every two 13 to 18-year-olds in the United States has been diagnosed with at least one mental health disorder. Okay? Listen to this. 50% of the 13 to 18-year-olds in the United States have been diagnosed with a mental health disorder. One in every three, that's 33% of the children in the U.S., suffer from anxiety disorders. What the heck? 33% of U.S. children suffer from anxiety disorders. One in every six children has a developmental order. That's 17%. One in every eight American children, about 12%, requires special educational services. One in every 11 American children has ADHD. One in every 12 American children has asthma. One in every 13 American children has food allergies, especially deadly peanut allergies, which are directly caused from being immunized with peanut oil. One in every 36 American children has autism, and that statistic's going higher and higher and higher. By 2030, some statistics say 50% of the children will have autism, up to 100% in some categories. More than 15,000 children have been diagnosed with cancer in 2019. And 47% of American children are more likely to die before adulthood than children living in other developed countries. Now, you have to ask yourself a question. What the heck just happened? Why in the world is this happening? Well, guys, it's pretty doggone simple. Look at the autism rate now in New Jersey. It's up 43%. A study by Rutgers University has found that the rate of autism spectrum disorder 4-year-old children in New Jersey rose by 43% from 2010 to 2014 to an estimated 1 in 35 children, some say 1 in 32, the highest of any state in the United States. According to the research, which was published earlier this year in a report by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the prevalence of autism in New Jersey was 19.7 per 1,000 children in 2010, compared out of 28.4 children per 1,000 in 2014. And he goes on to say, we don't understand the reason for it, said Walter Zahorodny. Z-A-H-O-R-O-D-N-Y. Figure it out. I guess I can try. Zahorodny. Well, that's not right. PhD principal investigator of the Reuters study. This doctor noted that during the 14 years, the autism rate among children in New Jersey has never stabilized or decreased. So now what they do, see, we have the vaccines. The vaccines are the sacrosanct holiness of the medical establishment. They cannot be touched. So these guys won't go out and say a word about what's going on with these kids when it comes to the vaccinations. So let's talk about something else. Let's look at malnutrition in America right now. This is unbelievable. Undernutrition, which includes stunting, low height for age, underweight, low weight for height, overweight, obesity, diet-related, non-communicable diseases, micronutrient-related malnutrition, which includes micronutrient deficiencies, a lack of important vitamins and minerals, or micronutrient excesses. Today, approximately 40 million Americans and 12 million children are food insecure, meaning they are often forced to skip meals and buy cheap non-nutrition food. Many families are suffering from hunger and poverty, live in areas where fresh, unprocessed, healthy food is simply not available or is too expensive. So we have a massive problem with malnutrition in children. We have malnutrition in young adults. We have malnutrition in the elderly, especially the elderly. My goodness, they don't even have, they hardly eat anything as it is, and they're eating all this junk all the time. So we have all of these health issues going on in the United States. Why is it? Why is that happening? Why is it that these people are having this done to them? Okay? And the other question is, what do you do when vaccines go wrong? You know, there have been hundreds of millions of dollars paid out again this year, 2019, to children who have died from or been seriously debilitated and disabled from vaccinations. So here's the thing. They tell us the vaccines are safe. What about the hundreds of millions of dollars that were just paid out? How about the over $4 billion that have been paid out in aggregate into the vaccine compensation fund, which represents probably 1% of the total people damaged by vaccines? We don't want to talk about any of this stuff, and we don't want to talk about what it does to us. Now, let me say something again about this. Vaccines, especially with the aluminum part of them, they're being used to dumb us down to drop IQ scores. And along with the different things that are still using thimerosal or mercury in them, like the multi-bile flu shots, it's causing a massive decrease in IQ points, a massive decrease in mental abilities, and a huge increase in senile dementia. All of this stuff is being used to basically, in the aggregate, to reduce the population's ability to fight back against the Frankfurt School. That's what this is all about. This all goes back to the Frankfurt School's teaching, the communist think tank that started right after World War I, that became very active in Germany and came here into the United States to Columbia University in 1933. They don't want us going against that. That's why they're coming out now and saying that you can't have college campuses boycotting the Palestinian issue and saying, why are the Israelis allowed to do this to the Palestinians? You know, when South Africa was doing it to the blacks of South Africa, the whole world came against that. So we have all of these double standards that are being done to us in the school systems right now, including now Sweden, them doing role play, worshiping Allah, praying Arabic prayers. And here's the problem. If the child says to the teacher, I'm not going to do that, they get in trouble. They get sent to the principal. They may get expelled. They're going to definitely get written up. And their parents may be talked to and say, are you guys promoting hate and all these different things to your children?
Yep.
This is
yep.
the problem that you run into, guys. You know, I told you what happened years ago. We were at a school here in Central Florida. It was All Saints. And they put Happy Holidays out in front of their school. In fact, I need to drive by there and see if they're still doing that. They didn't put Merry Christmas. They put Happy Holidays. And I said, why are we doing this? We're a Christian school. And they said, well, we're trying to be all things to all people. We have like 4 Jews here and 2 Muslims and 1 Hindu or whatever they told me. I can't remember the real numbers. And I said, you tell me you're going to go to a Jewish school and tell them you can't say Happy Hanukkah? Are you kidding me? They're going to tell you to leave. And I said, this is ridiculous. We're a Christian school. You know, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. I mean, what the heck? And they said, well, you know, we have to be careful. And I said, well, no, you're being on a slippery slope. I said, what if you start getting Satanists in here? What do you do then? Are you going to support them too? I said, no, we're Christians. You got to be Christian in a Christian school. And this is the problem that I see over and over and over again, guys. We have completely and totally allowed ourselves to get compromised in these simple areas of our life that shouldn't even be a question, like Merry Christmas. Now, we say Merry Christmas here. I have a big sign, you know, on my back porch. It says, we say Merry Christmas. We don't say Happy Holidays. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, we should be happy that it's Christ's Mass or Christ being born for us that is part of the Christian holidays. And these secularists have taken Christ with Xmas, they did that back in the 70s, out of Christmas. No, it's time that we as Christians stand up for what we believe in. And it's time for we as parents stand up for what we believe in. And it's time that we start to realize that our children's health is our responsibility. And this malnutrition in these kids, and all of these health problems in these kids that I read to you just a second ago, that these things in almost every single case are lifestyle, and vaccine, and glyphosate, and toxin related. What do you think, Austin?
Well, that's exactly what we're starting to see. And that's why we talk so much on a regular basis about why it's so important to start healthy eating and healthy lifestyle at a young age, all the way from, you know, conception, you know, during pregnancy. That's why I encourage that so much, because I've seen now when I personally work with multiple families that have done this and taken really good prenatals, like our Ultimate Prenatals, and eaten extremely clean. Not, and the thing about it is, it's not like you have to go on this crazy, crazy diet whenever you're eating, whenever you're pregnant. Like, oh, well, I have to eat this meal, this meal, this meal, things like in body. It doesn't have to be like that. But biggest concept that is make sure, A, you're staying away from any foods that have glyphosate, meaning you probably need to go full organic. B, making sure you're good, getting good amounts of healthy omega-3 fats like whole eggs, avocados, those sort of things, and staying away from the main major toxic additives like sucralose or aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, food coloring. Almost all of those ingredients now have been research tested. That may not necessarily be on humans, but it definitely in animal trials that have shown those topics, those compounds that I just mentioned have a serious adverse effect on offspring negatively. All those ones, they've seen it in sucralose, they've seen it in high fructose corn syrup, they've seen it in food coloring, they've seen it repeatedly. And so if you know that those food, especially like glyphosate, cause a serious, serious issue, even if it's on a study on rats and their offspring. Rats are mammals. Don't you kind of look at that and go, you know what? We looked at this, and when they were fed glyphosate, all the offspring basically were really small, really sickly, and a lot of them came down and had these huge tumors when they were born. And then people go, that's an animal study. That doesn't matter at all. Really? We are still mammals here. It's not like you're going around saying, hey, we went ahead and tested this on water algae in the lake, and it didn't do real well. No, dude, these are real, true bat research studies that have been published, and you look at them and go, this stuff's really, really, really toxic. And then it's ironic to me sometimes. I tell people this, and I'll even show them some of the research, and they go, that's ridiculous. It would never be on the market. It would never be allowed. The FDA would never approve that, ever, if it was toxic. It's 100% safe. And I look at them, and I'm like, I'm done speaking to you. I have nothing else to say to you. If all this research of everything I've said, and I say it, you got to think, I'm not benefiting out of this. Understand that. I don't make any money off telling people to not eat glyphosate. There's no incentive for me to do that, except for I want people to be healthy, and I want the American population to be healthy, and I want the Patriot community to raise healthy Americans. That's my only incentive. I have no reason to tell anybody this, and neither does Dad. And that's what's ironic to me. People will like get like argumentative with me, like I'm trying to sell them on not eating glyphosate and not eating sucralose and not eating high fructose corn syrup. Like I'm getting some type of kickback from another company for promoting, you know, to not eat this food. And it almost makes me chuckle in irony sometimes afterwards, because a lot of the population has been so mind twisted, so psychoped by the mainstream media, and thinking that the FDA regulators and all these individuals and these alphabet agencies, they're there to protect you. They're there for your health. And it could not be any further from the truth. Just like I said before, it's ironic the other day, they're now saying on Facebook and Instagram that you're no longer allowed to advertise market placement for firearms or vitamins or vapes, which those are kind of all different compounds that are really different. But then you can still advertise pharmaceutical drugs. You can still advertise foods with high fructose corn syrup in them and sucralose in them. That's completely fine. But, man, God forbid you talk about promoting guns or vitamins. That's just, you know, that's a no-no. Why? Because they do not want anybody promoting what they do not deem to be okay, and it doesn't go along with their narrative. So, again, thank you for supporting Health Masters. The ones that do support us are listeners, our friends, our customers, our Health Masters, family in general, thank you for supporting us, because we don't get anything out of telling people not to eat glyphosate or giving you 700 plus research studies on the dangers of vaccines. There's no benefit to me about vaccines either way. It doesn't matter, except for the fact when I know people don't get them and they make incredibly healthy babies and they have very few allergies, very few immune system problems, very few health problems, rarely ever go to the doctor. I mean, it's funny when Lana a lot of times will take the kids out and they'll have like play dates with other kids at, you know, the park and stuff like that. And a lot of the times, most of the kids, you know, some, not most of the time, but in some cases a lot, very often, the families have to cancel, or one of the families cancel, because the kids are basically with another ear infection, or they're back at the doctor and they're sick again. And I'm not talking about them getting sick, you know, once every like 2 years. I'm talking about multiple times a year. And then, you know, Lan will bring up and be like, hey, you know, have you ever looked at maybe like changing the diet a little bit? And, you know, have you looked at vaccines? Oh, yeah, they get all their vaccines every single time they need them. The doctor gives all of them. And she goes, oh, okay. Well, have you looked at basically maybe giving them, you know, water, purified distilled water and with no fluoride, and making sure, you know, they go with toothpaste without fluoride possibly? Oh, no, that they get their fluoride toothpaste every single night. They get their fluoride treatment when they go to the dentist. I always make sure they get their fluoride. And then you look at the kid, and they're constantly sick almost every single time you see him, and they're constantly on antibiotics and constantly at the doctor. Guys, there's a correlation between the two, especially when you see children like I have and some of my other friends' kids that don't give the regular vaccines, if any. They eat really clean. They stay away from all these drugs and pharmaceutical drugs that doctors want to put them on, and they try to make sure they're getting purified water, etc., the whole thing. And they're unbelievably healthy, unbelievably sharp, growing unbelievably fast, unbelievably energetic, and really, really, really good shape. There's a reason why. If they wanted these things to be good for you, if they wanted them to have a positive impact on you, they would make sure there were positive things put in them. Like, they would not allow aborted fetal tissue in vaccines, nor would they allow sucralose or high fructose corn syrup or Red 40. It's ironic to me that people, these companies, still get away with using Red 40. Red 40 is a petroleum byproduct chemical. It has no health in your body whatsoever. It's a complete and total toxin. It clogs up the doggone liver. It's horrible to put in your body. It's so toxic in most cases. If people get it, like myself, that actually have a very clean body, it'll make my throat sore within minutes after ingesting Red 40. Had it happen multiple times too, Matt, so I'm so picky. And people go, well, you know, you're allergic to Red 40. Oh, okay. I'm allergic to a chemical petroleum paste byproduct that you're putting. Yeah, I am. I'm allergic to that. So are you, you moron. I'm not trying to be mean, but people make comments like that and drive me up the wall. They go, you're allergic to rain, too. Oh, I know, and I'm allergic to ant poison while I'm at it. I mean, come on. Let's be real. Let's start looking at what we're putting in our body. That's why when we do stuff we want it red, we use beet juice powder. Oh my gosh, there's a concept. Let's use organic beet juice powder as a color to make something red in our products that we need them to be red. There's so many healthy options, and we try to do our best here at Health Masters. So again, I repeat myself. Thank you for the support of Health Masters on this Christmas Eve. Thank you for everything you do and making us, allow us to have the ability to do this show every day, and supporting us and funding this show to keep this show running so we can do the best we can to wake everybody up, Dad. I really do mean that.
Well, you know, if it wasn't for our listeners, we wouldn't be here. It's that simple. I mean, we have to have funding for the show. And if you guys weren't supporting us by getting your toothpaste and your multiple vitamins from us, we wouldn't be here, or your coenzyme Q10 or your B-complex or your vitamin C or your D3. We simply wouldn't be here. So my heartfelt thanks to every one of you. I pray for you guys every day. Now, I'm going to say this really clearly again. I pray for all of you, my listeners, every single day. I pray that God blesses you, that he keeps you, that he allows his face to shine upon you, that he's gracious unto you, that he grants you grace, mercy, peace, love, and companionship. Now, I pray that for you whether you support us through Health Masters or not. And whether you ever support us through Health Masters or not, I'm going to pray that you have those blessings bestowed upon you. And I really hope and pray that you bless us in return and at least get your toothpaste and your multiple vitamin from us. I mean, we've got to be reciprocal as Christians. And for those of you who are, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I mean, we've got so many good listeners, and you guys are so supportive of us. And you guys are already buying toothpaste, and you're probably getting it from the big giant companies that are putting fluoride or poison in it. You might as well get the healthy stuff. That's just how I feel about it. And thank you for getting it from us. By the way, another big vaccine fail. Whooping cough outbreak closes a Texas school despite 100% vaccination rate, says officials. So, yes, how did that work out for all those people who got the whooping cough vaccine? Now the whooping cough outbreak's still running through it because it didn't give them immunity. Imagine that. Now, here's another thing. I've talked about this before on the show. I want to talk about it again. There's an epidemic of vitamin D deficiency, which is contributing to false child abuse charges by child abuse doctors. When you don't have sufficient quantities of vitamin D in your diet, you can have all kinds of problems with bone development. When you get aluminum in your injected into you via vaccines, it interferes with calcium uptake. And so it can cause brittle bones and rickets. And so a lot of these little children are being diagnosed with being basically abused by their family members, and they haven't done anything to them. And the American Academy of Pediatrics has recognized a need for vitamin D supplementation for over a decade. And this is why it's so important, because clinical rickets are evident in 59 out of 65 patients in a study that most of them were breastfed. Now think about that for a second. See, clinical rickets is a problem. And this is a vitamin D deficiency, even with breastfeeding. Because if you don't get the vitamin D in your diet, your body can't make it very well because the sun's been basically messed up now with all these chemtrails. And so you're not producing enough of it. The American Academy of Pediatrics doubled the recommended intake of vitamin D for infants. Okay, according to an article published in Pediatrics in 2010, even with this increase, only 5% to 13% of infants who consume breast milk and no formula met both 2003 and 2008 recommendations. So this is a major, major problem with children who are basically being, quote-unquote, their bones are being broken, and they're having all kinds of health issues because they have a vitamin D deficiency, and they're basically coming down with a type of rickets that's not being diagnosed. And what is happening is, because of that, they're having issues from health to their bones. And their parents, in many cases, are being put in prison for abuse because they pulled the little kid's shirt off to change their clothes, and an arm broke because they're so doggone weak. So it's so important that you make sure that your children, especially when you are pregnant, get enough vitamin D. Because remember, there are still no prenatal screening programs in the United States for vitamin D. I mean, there's no prenatal pre-screening program for this. And child abuse pediatricians are literally destroying families by diagnosing abuse when the medical condition is rickets. So again, you think, well, this isn't going to affect me. Well, if your little kid gets his arm broken because you changed his shirt and they take you before the court and they put you in prison because that little boy or little girl had a vitamin D deficiency, I can guarantee you it's going to affect you. And all your family members are going to say, he's a child abuser. Oh, my gosh, who would have known? No, the kid probably didn't have a vitamin D in their diet. So very important. Now, one more thing. You know, I've got two grandkids. Austin has two kids. Be careful when you pick them up. Don't be snatching them around and swinging them around by one arm and dislocating shoulders, all that kind of crazy kids that things that parents do to children. Be gentle with them. They're a little bitty person and a little bitty body, all right? Be careful with them. Make sure they get the right amount of nutrients in their diet. Make sure they get plenty of sunshine and good water and clean water and exercise. And just be careful and be gentle with your kids. That's also very, very, very important. Because, guys, I tell you what. What did Jesus say? If somebody does these little kids harm, it's better a millstone be tied around their neck and they be thrown into the deepest point of the ocean. Because, you know, God doesn't like that. We talked about favor the other day with God. And this is one of those things. Take care of your children. Make sure you, like Austin has said so many times, good prenatal nutrition. And did also follow the Health Master's protocol with the prenatals and with the pregnancy vitamins that we have. And then basically really evaluate on what you want to do as far as vaccinations. I'm not telling you what to do, neither is Austin. You know, we've put like 600-700 studies, and we've posted these studies on our website as to the negative effects of vaccinations. Hundreds of like 500, it's either 600 or 700. And we've told you all of these research studies that were done. These are double-blind clinical studies, many of them. And so the problem with that is I can't make you believe it. I had one guy who was a pastor's son who had never been vaccinated. He goes off to Rainbow Bible College, which I do not recommend, and basically goes out and gets all of his vaccines when he's 21 years of age. Well, then he gets married. He starts having kids, and he starts vaccinating the children. And his father was so upset because he was anti-vaccination. He said, can you talk to this kid for me? I said, sure. So I sent him, oh, gosh, it was 300 or 400 different articles. I mean, no joke, it was 300 or 400. And I did them in bulk so he'd have to get 400 or 500 texts from me. And he goes, well, I don't agree with these articles. I'm like, these are all PhD scientists from major universities from all over the world that are giving you these research studies, and they're all coming up with the same conclusions. I don't agree with them. Where'd you get your PhD? Well, I don't have a PhD. Where'd you go to college? Well, I went to Rhema. What do you have? What understanding do you have in biochemistry or medicine? Oh, nothing. Okay, so you've got literally thousands of scientists here telling you that I'm right, and you're telling me that I'm wrong because you think I'm wrong. I said, that doesn't make any sense. That's like literally the hundreds of testimonials of people who were at 9/11 who said they heard multiple explosions in the buildings before they came down and basically talked about the building being imploded. And all of these people are telling the same story, and all of them are lying. No, they're not all lying. They're all telling the truth. The problem is when we've been programmed to believe a certain lie, in some cases it's very difficult to break that programming. Now, in this case, it's probably because that boy, I can't call him a man. Well, of course, I guess he is a man, but he acts like a boy. He basically was still in competition with his father and was angry, I guess, over his father. I have no idea. But so he's basically showing his dad he'll do whatever he darn sure wants to do. I've got another guy who's a friend of mine. He has a alarm company. Good friend. For over 30 years. Same thing. Didn't immunize him. He gets married, starts having kids, starts shooting up the kid with all these vaccines. Didn't make a difference. Couldn't get him to fix his thinking. So you think, why is that? I don't know. I don't know why some people don't get it. I don't know why some people hear it one time and there's a spark and they go, oh, that makes sense. I'm not doing that anymore. Other people go, oh, no, that'll be fine, that'll be fine. I don't know. I don't get it. I really don't. And I'm not talking about IQ points here. Some of the people who don't get it are geniuses. And some of the people who do get it have relatively low IQs. Some of the people who get it have PhDs as parents. And some of the people who don't get it have PhDs as parents. It doesn't make any difference where it falls. Some people get it. Some people don't get it. It's like Christianity. You know, like I was talking yesterday about accepting Christ. You know, think about it for a second from a logical standpoint. If you're going to mitigate, you know, the end result, if there's a possibility of hell and a possibility of heaven, why would you not choose the possibility of heaven? I don't know why people don't do that, but they don't sometimes. So it's really weird to me how some people get it, some people don't. It's like this Beth Moore with these stupid comments that she's making right now. She's not getting it. And again, I'm not a big Trump fan. You guys know that. Gosh, you guys send me letters all the time. We should be a Trump fan. I'm not a Trump fan. But he is the president. We've got to continue to pray for his guidance, as corrupt and compromised as our government structure is because of the banking cartels, and we have to continue to expose them, which we do on this show, which, by the way, they're the ones who run the Rockefeller Rothschild medical complex with the vaccinations. Just thought I'd mention that again. Austin, what do you think?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, that's exactly what we've seen this entire thing now. And I mean, that's why we talk about it so much. And some people go, well, you bring that up a lot with a lot of health and nutrition. Well, yeah, that's what we do. That's what I do on a regular basis. That's what I'm involved in on a regular basis. And I know how important it is. Also, too, in other news where we've been talking about a lot of stuff with the market, I want to bring this up because I saw a bunch of weird stuff this week. Zero Hedge just came up with another article. One of the really, really large fund managers, basically, it's worth like a $5 trillion hedge fund manager, is now saying there's over a 50% chance there's going to be a correction in the market next year of it dropping 10% or more from its high. Basically, there's a more than likely chance than not that the market's going to drop 10% or more, which the math on that, that's going to be about 3,000 points, if not more. So the writing's on the wall with everybody. Anybody that's in the markets right now is smart, is either already hedged themselves or they're already out or moved into something like physical gold and metal or, you know, gold and silver or ammunition or whatever. But make sure that when you're doing stuff, you always are making the best decisions overall and not fear decisions, as a lot of individuals do. That's what I always try to do with whether it be health decisions, same thing I talked about, financial decisions, everything. Try to look at it from an outside perspective. Weigh all your options about what you're currently doing and what you're going to do in the future. You know, the best decision right now may not be the best decision for you in a year from now. So you have to weigh a lot of this stuff out, and sometimes you got to do stuff now and bite the bullet now in order to basically have a better result in a year or two or 3 years from now. And that's one thing that I've seen the millennial generation have a very hard time doing, is that, you know, if it can't work right this second, they're not into it. That's why they have such a hard time taking care of their bodies and taking supplements or buying a little bit of silver or buying some ammunition or some food buckets. I mean, a lot of the older generation that I work with, like dad's age, you know, 50 plus, they're always about,
having stored food, having backup water, having backup vitamins. You talk to the younger generation now, and they're so used to this just normal, you know, fly-by-night, just-in-time inventory concept that, you know, if they have a pack of Roman noodles in the pantry and a jug of water and a half a gallon of milk, they're like, hey, I got plenty of food, man. I got no food to last me into tomorrow. That's literally their mindset in some cases, and that's a horrible, horrible place to be because that's what the globalists are betting on, that everybody is going to be right on the precipice of failure when something happens and nobody has any backups. That's why I tell people all the time, we used to have stuff on sale. If you buy multiple, you're buying CoQ10 for your heart, or you're buying cinnamon extract for your blood sugar, keeping your A1Cs under control, buy an extra bottle when it's on sale. It never hurts to have an extra bottle, because I get some customers sometimes, and I love them. I love all of our customers, but some of them are funny. They'll call up, and it's like every 30 days, they'll call up and be like, I need another bottle right now. I'm almost out again. I need it next day aired. And I'm like, well, you know the next day air is going to be probably more than the bottle cost. I know, but I'm almost out. You want to buy two bottles? No, I don't want to buy two bottles right now. I got to pay for next day air shipping. And I'm like, all right. I try to help them out. I'm like, listen, we'll do a special. I got a three-pack. Here's a three-pack. I don't want to buy a three-pack. Okay, don't buy a three-pack. Whatever. I'll talk to you in a month. We'll next day air it again in a month. And it's fine. I'll do that for everybody. And we do the best we can why we can do it right now. But always remember, the shipping aspect of what we've seen in just-in-time marketing is always right on the precipice, essentially, of failure in most cases with shipping. Everything runs on diesel. Everything's running on fuel. As soon as something drops and everything stops for a few weeks, everything's going to have a shortage. So just remember that and prepare all across the spectrum with what you need, at least to have a couple weeks or a few months out on preparations. That's at least my stance on it.
Well, I feel the same way, Austin. I always try to buy two or three bottles of stuff from Health Masters, and yes, I have to buy my own product. It's in order to have it at the house because it's just easier, and I have to drive to the office to go pick up product. It's just easier to have it here at the house in two or three bottles. Like I bought a case of Purple Sticks the last time they came out, which, by the way, we're down to about half of our inventory now. It's almost half gone. And this manufacturer has now told me that they're almost out again. So it may be another 6 months before they get anything else in stock. So just be aware of that. By the way, I want to thank you guys for your support. Again, I've already done it in this show. I'm doing it again. I want to wish you a very merry, blessed Christmas. I mean, you guys are awesome. You guys are amazing to me. You guys are winners. You guys are overcomers. You're everything. I believe that for you every single day, and I pray for you every single day. I love you guys. Merry Christmas to you. Also, go ahead and finish it up, and we'll talk to you day after tomorrow. We'll be playing a show tomorrow, but it is going to be taped. We're taking Christmas off. It's going to be a great show. I'm going to do it on the blood of Christ. You guys are going to love it. Talk to you guys on Thursday.
Yes, guys. Enjoy your Christmas. You know, spend time with the family. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a day off and spend some time with the family and just enjoy myself for a day. So I hope you guys have a blessed Christmas as well. If you need anything, feel free to call us today. We're open. If not, you can email us or you can get a hold of us. We'll be back open on Thursday, wide open again at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So again, thank you for the continued support. Be sure to check out the website. Going to have some specials going on this weekend. I think we're going to email some stuff out, maybe a little Christmas special going into New Year's. And so be sure to look out for that today and tomorrow in the emails. Thank you again for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.